of the LDC group.
President of the 80th sessions of the Working Party, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the List of Locomotives Group, and we align ourselves with the G77 and China. At the outset, we would like to appreciate the UNCTAD Secretariat for overall management and facilitations of the sessions. We would appreciate the UNCTAD Secretariat for the demonstrations of accountability. The session was an excellent opportunity to connect the works of the Secretariat and the understanding of the member states. We believe such interaction strengthens UNCTAD as a whole and gives meaningful directions to the overall functionality. All the groups were constructive and versatile in the discussions, and we came to agreements cordially and timely. The President, Vice President, and the Secretariat handled the discussions with dexterity. Our observation is that all the groups want to see an emboldened, resourceful, and effective UNCTAD. We urge the Secretariat and all the member states to continue taking into account the fact that the LDCs need special prioritizations in the programs and priorities of UNCTAD, and they need enhanced assistance long after graduations until they acquire structural stability and sustainability. This aspect has been reflected in the Secretariat's documents and in the agreed conclusions of the sessions as well, for which we are thankful to all. We would like to shed light on some aspects of the good conclusions. The member states realize the need for a strong role of UNCTAD in the main fora pertaining to trade and development. Enhanced role of UNCTAD in the implementation of Agenda 30, the Pact of the Future, and its annexes, among others, is mandated. Continuous prioritizations to inclusive development, data-based and demand-based initiatives, updated UNCTAD's toolbox, and efficacious outcome, output, and impact are sanctioned. Continuous improvement based on the evaluations and the member states' mandate is also expected. From the LDC's perspective, we have special emphasis on the agreed paragraphs under which we encourage UNCTAD to explore accessing new funding sources, in particular for its activities supporting LDCs, LLDCs, and SIDS, and invited member states to consider sponsoring junior professional officers from countries most in need. LDCs are the countries most in need. Finally, we thank Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, UNCTAD Secretary, member states, and the translators for collective effort and success. I thank you.